Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces accused each other on Monday of launching new attacks in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, increasing pressure on humanitarian ceasefire intended to stop the heaviest fighting over the enclave for more than 25 years. Azerbaijan said its military positions had been shelled overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but depopulated and governed by ethnic Armenians, said its forces have repelled Azeri army attacks. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has called on Congress to pass a stripped-down coronavirus relief bill using leftover funds from an expired small business loan program as negotiations on a broader package ran into resistance. The administration's proposal, which Democrats dismissed as inadequate, was the latest twist in again and off again talks to try to secure more stimulus as the economy struggles to recover from coronavirus-related shutdowns that threw millions of Americans out of work. In a letter to lawmakers, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of State Mark Meadows said they would continue to talk to Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi to try to reach their agreement on a comprehensive bill. China's government says all 9 million people in the eastern city of Qingdao will be tested for the coronavirus this week after 9 cases linked to a hospital were found. The announcement broke a string of weeks without any locally transmitted infections reported in China, although the country has a practice of not reporting asymptomatic cases. The National Health Commission said authorities were investigating the source of the infections found in 8 patients in the municipal chest hospital and 1 family member. The commission said the whole city will be tested within 5 days. The United Kingdom's hospitality industry is mounting a legal challenge to the government's lockdown restrictions, aiming to stop its plans to close pubs and other venues to tackle the rise in coronavirus cases. The Nighttime Industries Association, a UK trade body, told Reuters late Sunday that the industry has taken legal action to prevent lockdown measures from being imposed. The judicial review reported earlier by the Financial Times will argue that no evidence supports hospitality venues having contributed to the spread of COVID-19. Singapore and Indonesia have agreed to reopen borders between the two countries for essential business and official travel after they were shut to curb the spread of COVID-19. Indonesia has recorded over 333,000 cases, the second highest rate in Southeast Asia behind the Philippines, and its capital, Jakarta, has been subject to strict social curbs. Singapore, meanwhile, is seeing just a handful of cases daily. China staged a large-scale and island invasion military exercise during Taiwan's National Day, as President Tsai Ing-wen called for a meaningful dialogue with Beijing. The simulated night attack weekend drill included drone special forces and via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.